But before we get into all of that, let's talk a little bit about you. I notice you don't have a Midwestern accent. So something tells me you're not from around here.
I am not from around here. I grew up in the beautiful town of Bristol, Tennessee, the birthplace of country music. I have spent the last 13 years in the Smokies.
Okay. And near
Pigeon Forge, sure. Tennessee, where I was in a show down there, similar to what we're doing up here. Spent 27 years with Carnival Cruise Lines. So I've picked up little bits of accent from everywhere, just about.
So you've got to see some beautiful places, and you're from an absolutely beautiful place as well. That Smoky Mountain area, it is just absolutely gorgeous. So let me ask you, what do you think of the Wisconsin Dells area compared to the Smoky Mountain area? Good, bad, comparable?
Honestly, it is beautiful up here in the Dells. I've fallen in love with not as many mountains as we have back home, but honestly, the lakes and the little town area reminds me a lot of the Smokies, actually.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been working in the tourist industry for the last 13 years in the Smokies. So, yeah, it's a lot like back home, and everyone's been wonderful. I'm just really impressed with it.
Well, we are so glad that you are joining us. And, you know, we know what kind of products are coming out of the Legacy Dinner Theater. They've put on some amazing things. Last year, it was Bellows Circus Extravaganza. They had their Christmas production. And now we're at Sneaky Pete. So let's talk a little bit about that. We'll change gears here. Now, tell us about this show. What can we expect when we come to the Legacy Dinner Theater to see Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show?
You can expect the most fun in the Dells. It's honestly, as soon as you walk in the door, you're surrounded by the Western feel, walk into an old Western saloon. You come in, and as soon as you're seated, we bring food to you. We start you eating as soon as you get in. We got fried chicken served in metal buckets, and we got buckets of pulled pork barbecue, got corn, mashed potatoes, slaw, and listen, we've got a soup that'll bring your tongue to its knees. It is this soup is amazing.
It might sound be a little too early to start talking about this much food, because now you're making everybody hungry. It sounds absolutely delicious. Holy buckets, that's going to be awesome. So the soup is really good, you were saying. So is that one of your favorites? Have you got to taste test everything on this menu?
It is, and you get the soup. As soon as you sit down, they bring out rolls, and they fresh baked rolls, and they pour your soup, and then they bring out the entrees. And while that's going on, we've got music going on in the theater. We'll have a pre-show where we've hired four of the most talented musicians you'll ever see. We've got two boys from Kentucky that play bluegrass, and we have a boy from Virginia plays piano and keyboards and bass. And then our band leader is from Wisconsin. And Alex, he's a fiddle player, guitar player. He can play just about anything. So it's a very talented musical cast. And then once the show starts, we have 9 or 10 dancers that are just amazing.
Sure.
The show is a comedy show. It's a comic imagining of how the Dells began. And like we like to say, there's not much true in this story. we're having fun, and we're trying to, it will promote the Dells because we talk in the show about how, you know, what a beautiful place it is. But we have fun in how we name the Dells. And Sneaky Pete is a bandit from Baraboo that he brings his bandits over, and they shoot up the place and try to rob the bank and the saloon and all this. And we've got two stuntmen that are with us who are incredible. And we got a boy that's a bullwhip and lasso artist.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. So this show, I play banjo in the show, and I also play the Colonel. The Colonel's transplanted from Kentucky to come up and make mayhem, trying to keep keep the bandits have access to everything. And then we also have a lead girl singer who is amazing, and she plays Della in the show, and the town's eventually named after her. And it's a wonderful show, family show.
Love that.
There's nothing in the show that parents are going to be embarrassed about. It's fun, great stunts, special effects.
Awesome.
And you know, David Fee, who brought the show up here. You know, Dave and I have known each other since we were teenagers and worked together. But then when he was in the Smokies, he had more entertainment venues than anybody. He had the Hatfield McCoy show, the Comedy Barn, the Smoky Mountain Opry. It's amazing, and he kept a lot of people working.
That's awesome.
In the Smokies, and that's another great thing about this show is we're providing employment for a lot of people up here. And just something new for folks who come up every season to the Dales, something new for them to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially kids and groups. We'll end up having groups have bus tours, all sorts of groups come in. We used to have wedding parties or not, you know, like bachelorette parties.
Sure, absolutely. Sort of thing.
And I was joking with Kurt. We used to have lots of Amish groups come, and they love the show. It's a fun show. Everyone will have a blast. Have great food. It's just fun. Well, that's what we're selling.
I mean, you've already sold it. You had us at buckets of chicken and rolls. I mean, come on now. The rest of it's just kind of a icing on the cake. And we know you mentioned how great David was down in the Pigeon Forge area, and we've seen what he's been able to do revitalizing the Legacy Dinner Theater, and it's been absolutely tremendous to watch. So we are so excited to have this show in Wisconsin Dells for the summer. Now we got to talk a little bit about the who, what, when, where, and whys. This performance is for Sneaky Pete's are going to be at 2:30. Doors open for lunch at 1 p.m. The showtime for evening is 7 p.m. Doors open for dinner at 5:30. This is most days. It does exclude Mondays. Now, tickets for adults are $79.95. That, of course, includes your meal. And then for anybody between the ages of 3 and 11, we're talking around $40. If you have kids younger than the age of 2, they're included with the family ticket purchases. And you can get your tickets, and we'll give the website again one more time here in just a few minutes, LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Now, before we let you go today, because I know you're busy, you've got to get ready for this for the opening night. Is there anything else that you want us to know about your time in Dells, about the show, the dinner theater, anything like that?
Well, I made a big jump from Pigeon Forge up to here, and you never know about the cast you're going to be working with, but this cast is amazing. Some of the most talented people I've ever met. Plus, David has brought his team up here, which are like my family.
Sure.
Some of them I've known nearly all my life. So it's going to be a great show. And when you look at the price of meals in most places, you're paying part of it for your meal. It's all together.
Yes.
But if you figure out part of it's for your meal, and you won't get a meal like this hardly anywhere. It is a wonderful food. But you're also getting an amazing show. So that price, once you figure out the meal into it, it's very reasonable. And the kids will love the show. We've got so many. It's a funny show. We were rehearsing last night, and the guys were rehearsing a scene for Sneaky Pete's Hideout. And the girls, who hadn't really watched that part of the show, were sitting in the audience and just cracking up laughing. So, they've been around it. So it will be a funny show. We've got some very talented people, and David's just done an amazing job bringing this, putting this show together, of all the people he's hiring, and plus just this is a very expensive proposition.
Yeah.
The costumes, the sets, all of them are just top class. This is not it's not halfway done. This is, I think we're, I think this is going to be a big deal for the Wisconsin Dells. I'm sure it is.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not talking about a second-rate show. This is top class. This is top class stuff with amazing food and a beautiful state-of-the-art facility at the Legacy Dinner Theater. So come on now, get your tickets. And again, legacydinnertheater.com. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on stage over at the Legacy later on this summer, and maybe even tonight if you're going to swing that opening night. Again, Tim Harkelrode, who is one of the actors over at the Legacy Dinner Theater, part of Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It opens tonight on stage, meal included with all of the great entertainment. LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump, the first U.S. president ever convicted of a felony, will hold a news conference at Trump Tower this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from the courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where the 34 guilty verdicts were read aloud last night.
Trump and his allies cast doubt on his conviction, harnessing Trump's political power and his grip on the Republican Party to rally supporters around calls for retaliation ahead of the election this fall.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Outside court, the stunning conviction became a moment of celebration. And star witness Michael Cohen, who the defense called the greatest liar of all time, hailed what he called an important day for accountability and the rule of law. Cohen saying the truth always matters.
Sentencing for Donald Trump is scheduled for July 11th. Most legal experts do not expect him to get jail time. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Reedsburg man was arrested over the weekend for endangering the safety of others during a disturbance. Reedsburg police were dispatched to the 100 block of Silver Drive early Sunday morning around 1:10 a.m. for a report of a large disturbance with a possible gun involved. Callers reported shots being fired in the area at the time of the disturbance. Officers located two firearms, shell casings, and ammunition on the scene. Officers spoke to witnesses and reviewed video during the investigation. A 24-year-old man was arrested and transported to the Sauk County Jail on the following charges: second-degree recklessly endangering safety, pointing a firearm at another, and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. These charges are merely an accusation of criminal conduct where probable cause existed for an arrest. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office assisted with the investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing later this afternoon. Our high 77 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72. On Sunday, partly cloudy with late day thunderstorms at a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
It's 8:13 right now. I'm Maddie Jones. It's George Harrison on Max FM.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. Gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time. Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:17 right now. And Finn, we got to thank Tim again for joining us this morning to talk to us about Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. That again opens this weekend over at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. LegacyDinnerTheater.com if you want to check out tickets. Now, for June, if you waited out a few days, I do know a little birdie told me that there's a special discount that you can use when you're buying your adult tickets. All you have to do at checkout is use the code JUNE20, and it takes 20% off the adult tickets at that all-you-can-eat buffet as well as that spectacular show. So JUNE20 is the code if you're buying your tickets online. And again, 20% off just the adult tickets, all right? And the all-you-can-eat buffet, doesn't that sound amazing? Who doesn't want to enjoy all of that good food while you watch a really incredible show? And by the way, if you go to see Sneaky Pete's, Tim wants everybody to know that he plays the Colonel, and he looks like a giant Colonel Sanders out there. He calls himself the giant iceberg. So you'll recognize him right away as have heard him here on Max FM. So it should be a spectacular show. Again, LegacyDinnerTheater.com. June 20 for 20% off adult tickets, obviously throughout the month of June. I love it. I love it. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So much fun. Can't wait to see it. Now, they do an amazing job over at Legacy Dinner Theater. That's for sure. They've put on some really great shows over the last year and a half. And it's been really fun to see a little bit of revitalization happening over there. It's very, very cool stuff. I love it. Here's something I want to talk about this morning, because it might be totally ridiculous, but I get it. With grocery store prices the way they are, it's kind of worth exploring and maybe at least asking the question. Now, let me precede this by saying I would never do this. This is not something I would ever do. If you only needed half a carrot, would you buy a bag of carrots, buy just one individual carrot? Or would you grab a carrot in the produce section, snap it in half, and just pay for the weight of that piece of a carrot? Well, there's a video making the rounds of someone taking a snapped off chunk of a carrot to the self-checkout. They weigh it and it comes out to 8 total cents. Now, if you actually watch the video, this looks like it might be in Australia, but if it's Australian dollars, then this half a carrot would actually cost less. 5 cents in America is what that would cost you. The caption asks, is this a hack or highly unethical behavior? Some people online, of course, because you always know people are going to want to weigh in on this type of thing. Some people are saying that it's wasteful, because it's very unlikely that someone else is going to buy the other half of that carrot. Others say it's wasteful to buy more than you need if you aren't going to use it. And others joke that you should just bring a peeler and peel them first to save a few pennies.
Sure, there you go.
I feel like this is a little unethical. Like, you know, it's kind of like when people walk around with, and I get people do this, and I've done it to taste one, because if it's kind of a weird season for produce, you know, and you're like, at the grapes, I'll maybe grab one small one to see how sour or not sour they are and whether or not I actually want to buy them. But I've actually watched people walk through the store with their grape bag open, just mowing down grapes as they're going. And then that's what they weigh when the bag with grapes eaten out of it is what they weigh when they go to pay. So you've basically eaten half the grapes in the bag, and now you're only going to pay for half the grapes. I feel like this carrot thing is the same kind of thing, right? Like, you're actually only paying for half the carrot, and yet you left half a carrot sitting there that nobody else is ever going to buy.
It's definitely wasteful for sure.
Like, if you're only buying one carrot, it's going to cost you less than a buck. I mean, it's going to cost you less than a dollar. And I get it. Sometimes our budgets are tight. I'm not saying that. But really, honestly,
but still,
it's less than a dollar. Buy the carrot and call it a day and move on. You know, I mean, I don't understand this one at all. But, you know, we've seen people do kind of crazy things when they get into the grocery store.
Yeah.
So this would be maybe the least crazy of them all. You know, like, I'll always watch parents who will, you know, I did this once in a while as well. Like, I would buy some animal crackers and give my kids the bag of animal crackers, but then obviously scan the bag before I leave the store because I have to pay for it.
Gotta pay for it.
Yeah. And I see parents do that kind of thing all the time, but you're essentially still paying for the entire item.
Exactly.
Right.
That's not the same thing. Yeah.
No,
I mean, you take pick the box up, doesn't matter if you've started consuming, it's still going to cost you the same.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it works like with blueberries and strawberries. If you want to have a couple while you're in the store, you're still paying for the full container. It's not by the weight. But when people do it with grapes or things that you have to buy by the weight, it's like a weird, is it stealing? Could we call it stealing?
Because it kind of is.
It's like this weird version of it, right? Because nobody's pumping your stomach to get the grapes back. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. But this to me feels kind of like the same thing. So.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure you've seen some really bizarre behavior in the grocery stores too.
Oh,
so it really wouldn't surprise me to walk in someday and see somebody with a peeler just peeling a carrot.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I'd be like, saw the online video. Saw that online video of how to only pay for a portion of the carrot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here's the thing too. If you're not going to use half a carrot, that's cool. At least throw it in some like field or something for bunnies or deer or something to mow down. I mean, if you live in an area where they're, you know, you have wildlife, like out here at Goose Poo Pond, I'd go throw it by the lake and it'd be gone by the next morning. I mean, it truly would be because we have so much wildlife out here, something would eat it. And there's ways that you can get around not wasting half a carrot. To me, it's more wasteful to leave half a carrot just laying in a bin somewhere because, you know, nobody's touching that half a carrot now. I mean, nobody's taking that home with them and it's going to go to waste because you don't know what happened to that half a carrot. Why is there only half of one here? I would have more questions about that, quite honestly, than anything else. Probably even about somebody with a peeler in the store, because nothing surprises me anymore.
Exactly. Honestly, it's a lot like the leftovers in our house. I mean, they're there. I mean, is it wasteful? I mean, I'm the only one that eats the leftovers,
I love leftovers. I do. I love leftovers only because then if I need a quick lunch, I don't actually have to make myself anything. I'm kind of lazy that way. It's all done. I just have to warm it up. Now, I will say last night, I made a really great dinner, you know, because Taekwondo nights are really late for us, driving back and forth to Madison. And I knew that was going to be the case when Dexter re-signed up. And I was cool with that. That was our choice. So I'm not complaining about it. But I have to be a little bit more on my game. Crockpot meals, things made ahead of time that can just kind of throw. Exactly. Or stuff that can be, you know, that I make ahead of time and we warm up when we get home.
Yeah.
Last night was a warm up when we get home meal. And it was some of the best meatloaf I've ever had. It's a sheet pan meal. Now, people, listen to me, because sheet pan meals are the best thing ever because everything is on one pan. You usually only use one bowl. It all basically cooks together. And then you only have one messy thing to clean up in your kitchen. It's awesome.
Nice.
So last night it was sweet potatoes, roasted sweet potatoes with roasted broccoli. And you cook those for a few minutes before you add your meatloaf to it. And then you make your little loaves of meatloaf and then you put it on the pan and you bake it and you're all done. It was so yummy. It was so, so yummy. It was one of my favorite, and I'm not a huge meatloaf fan. Like, I don't hate meatloaf, but it's not my favorite thing on earth, right? This was amazing meatloaf. And why? I have no idea. Maybe I was starving. I don't know. Maybe I'll eat some today and I'll be like, this really isn't as good as I thought. But it was actually really, really good. So
was the whole thing devoured or do you have leftovers today?
We have leftovers because you use, I always double a recipe. So this one in particular called for half a pound of hamburger. Speaking of being wasteful, what do you do with another half a pound of hamburger? So I just doubled it and made a whole pound and then doubled the meatloaf recipe. So I have two a little bit bigger loaves. And Dexter only eats basically 1.5 meals a day. He'll eat one big meal earlier in the day and then he eats something smaller at night, like a peanut butter jelly, some toast, something like that. So we have tons of leftovers today for lunch. And it was so good. So good. I love it when a recipe comes together and then I can actually toot my own horn and not just pretend like it's good, you know, because my family is trying to make me feel better about it, Finn. It was actually legitimately good. And it was so easy to make. That's the best part. And it was all staples that I already had in the house, so I didn't have to go buy anything special to make it. That's
and it's quick
better.
And it's done. I mean, you get back home from lessons and you can dive right in. And it's nice when it works out, right?
Oh.
Because When you get done with something like that and you come back home, it's better than just rifling through the refrigerator
and
trying
then having to
find
to
whatever.
Cook something at 8:30, quarter to nine at night. That's my bedtime, people. Like, I am starting to settle down. I've taken my melatonin at like 9 o'clock most nights, and I'm ready to start, you know, settling in for the nighttime routine. So coming home at 8:30, 9 o'clock and preparing a meal, that is not happening. So we better be ready to go. And so, yes, I do a lot of crock pot stuff and a lot of like pre-made stuff early in the day that sits in the fridge till we get home at night. So that's how we handle those taekwondo nights. Yeah. Sometimes planning ahead, though, it sucks because I'm not I'm okay at it most of the time. But sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I really dropped the ball on that one. I can admit where my difficulties in life are. It's okay, Finn. It's okay.
And then it probably bothers you during the lessons too.
Oh, it
because
does.
You probably yeah.
Yeah, because then I know I have to go home and still cook and still get the kitchen all messy.
Yeah, because we talked about your vacation mindset yesterday. It's got to be similar.
It's not as bad. Like, on a daily basis, I'm okay with leaving a few dirty dishes on the sink, you know, because we don't have a dishwasher. So I feel like it's more wasteful to actually fill a sink full of water and soapy water for our septic system than, you know, for just four or five things than to just kind of leave them until I have a big pile. And when I say a big pile, I mean basically like a day and a half worth of dishes, and then they get done and they get dried and put away. But it feels a little wasteful when you're using that much water and we don't have a dishwasher to determine the load size. And yes, I can use less in my sink, but it's still a lot more water, you know? And there's actually been studies done on that. Dishwashers do actually use less water than you're using when you fill up your kitchen sink. So I go about a day and a half. But yeah, it's a different mindset though on vacation. Everything must be done. Everything must be done and put away. It's okay if I'm coming home to look at my mess, but you know, if I have to come home after a week away and look at a mess, then that's going to make
it doesn't
crabby.
Work. Yeah.
It's going to make me crabby really, really quickly is what that's going to do. Hey, next week we have it's going to be such a great week. It's circus week next week all over Baraboo, and it is going to be such an awesome week. Of course, it's all going to lead up to that big top parade in downtown Baraboo next Saturday morning. That is June 8th. It's going to step off at 11 a.m. Plan accordingly, people, though, because there's a lot of road construction. And we also know that a lot of the roads around the square in downtown Baraboo also get closed off for staging. So you're going to want to plan and probably be there a little bit early. And we know that everybody always shows up early for the circus parade anyway. People will start setting out chairs and canopies like the night before so they can stake out the best spots. Yeah. We are dedicated to our circus parade, and I love every second of it. But here on Max FM, we are going to celebrate the history of circus with Circus Week Live. You're going to be able to hear what's happening in the industry at this current stage. And we are going to be live from Circus World Monday through Friday morning at 9 a.m. here on Max FM. Now, of course, we're going to have that over on our Facebook page as well. So sometimes you can watch back. We'll have continuing coverage if, you know, we have to end it here on the radio. But there's still some really great conversation going on. So check out both and join us for Circus Week Live from Circus World. Going to be a good time. I talked to my kid yesterday because, you know, he's in charge of the production for a lot of the production for Circus Week for us and for the circus parade. And so they have the days that they're going to be, you know, kind of meeting and getting stuff ready to go. And he's so excited. He's like, he's telling me this. He's so funny. Last night on the phone at working here at the radio station where we work with Circus World all the time. Do you know they have a human cannonball that this year? That is so cool. I was like, you know, dude. And I love my kid. He's awesome. And I was like, oh, gosh, I guess I forgot about that. Because he was very, very excited. And even though he's 20 years old, I didn't want to burst his
little
bubble.
Yeah, exactly. I get it.
I was like, oh, I guess I forgot. Yes, that is going to be really, really cool. By the way, it is super awesome to watch. So I've already seen it. I didn't want to burst his bubble there either.
Mom's got to do what she's got to do.
That's right. Letting him be surprised all over the place. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn. Mostly sunny today. Some clouds gradually, though. though, rolling in throughout the afternoon. 77 for a high. All in all, though, not too bad for a Friday. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers possible tonight, down to 58. Then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow with a high near 72. Then as we look ahead to Sunday, partly cloudy, a theme to the weekend. A chance for some late day thunderstorms once again with a high around 80. Right now, it's 58.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's Gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbling. They offer public or private online or in-person paint classes and parties in Wisconsin Dells. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-710-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
99.7 It's 8:33 right now, going back to 1987. Here is Nancy and Ann Wilson. This is Heart with Alone on 99.7 Max FM.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:36 right now. I love Heart. What a great way to begin a Friday morning. Now, I know we've been at this for a little bit yet, but that's always a good way to get things going any day of the week. Now, of course, we'll remind you, this is where we like to remind you that some of our favorite bands are actually touring. Heart is going to be at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on August 15th. That's a Thursday night. Show starts at 8 o'clock. I was just looking at tickets for this. Are you kidding me? This is Nancy and Ann Wilson. Tickets are starting at $45. Obviously, it depends on where you want to sit, and they go up from there. But if you really have a budget and you really want to be in the same auditorium as Heart, $45 is going to get you in the door, quite honestly. That's a pretty good deal.
Good deal, yeah.
I mean, you might be way up there in one of the sections, but to see Heart, I would totally pay the $45 if I was on a tight budget. That's for sure.
Now, it's so good to have Ann and Nancy Wilson back with us. But now, I was just reading a couple of days ago that they've had to cancel their European tour date because Ann has to have some type of emergency medical procedure. Something.
All right.
She says she's fine, but it has to be taken care of before they go to the UK.
I had seen that they were canceling different shows in the UK. I hadn't seen why they were. So interesting. Well, of course, we all know that you got to take care of those little medical things, and it stinks for an artist when it happens in the middle of a tour. But, you know, if it means that you get Nancy and Ann Wilson around a little bit longer, I say go do what you need to recover.
Yeah, I mean, we just got them back. So
let's take
care of Ann.
Exactly. We don't need anything messing this up another time around. That's for sure. They got their feud out of the way. Now let's make sure that they stay healthy. So we were talking about the half carrot purchase thing at grocery stores, right? Is it a hack? Is it a little unethical? So we're going to go back to grocery stores for this one, because this is quite the deal. So, you know, stores like Walmart, Targets, even your Aldi's have been dropping prices to bring in more customers. Maybe they should try this instead, because it obviously works. There's a grocery store in Russia, and let's face it, they've got their own issues right now, who got a little bit of a bad press earlier this month after 18 customers landed in the hospital with food poisoning linked to their products. Great. Now, so to keep people coming in, the owner announced that if anyone got food poisoning, he'd pay them ₹1 million each, or about $11,000. The strategy worked, and people came into the store in droves, but for a really weird reason. They were trying to get food poisoning. In fact, one report said that customers were even licking the eggs, hoping that they were covered in salmonella. That is disgusting. Now, the owner has canceled this entire thing. He says he'll pay the original 18 people, but only if they prove his products are to blame. Well, how are you going to specifically make sure that the products they bought in that store are to blame if you had anything else to eat that day, right? I feel like this is like a slimy way of getting out of taking care of your customers.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I'll pay for it, but only if you can absolutely prove that that's what it was. Yeah. See, even in Russia, they have their own set of issues. Here's a moral to the story, though, today, folks. Don't lick eggs. This goes back to like a few years ago when people were licking ice cream. Do you remember that? That was a thing in stores during COVID. People who didn't think COVID was actually affecting people and making them sick were going into freezer sections of grocery stores, popping the lids off of ice creams, peeling back that seal, and then licking the top of them and putting it all back in the freezer so that they could basically purposely infect people or prove that it wasn't a thing. I have no idea what the goal was, but it was bizarre and it was weird. And this ranks right up there with the top. Hey, at least this way you might get $11,000 out of the deal.
Well, yeah. And aren't you glad that our parents raised us the proper way?
You go
into a grocery store and you just open up a container of ice cream and just dive in.
Well, you know, we've known for a few years now that some people don't do the right thing and are okay with doing the exact opposite of what you should do in most situations. So I guess it checks out.
Because we're all rock and roll, right? We're rebels and we can do what we want.
We live in strange times. We do. We live in very strange times. And it feels like once COVID hit, everybody's brains broke a little bit for good reason. I mean, you know, it was a very odd time to be alive, but it feels like our brains broke a little bit. And some people came back to the straight and narrow. Other people, though, they've strayed way, way off now. They're somewhere lost on a trail and we're never getting them back. At least that's what it feels like in some cases. Don't lick eggs. Don't do that. Don't lick ice cream. Just keep your tongue in your mouth at all times when you're in a grocery store. Oh my gosh. Now I feel like I'm talking to Dexter when he was three. Don't lick that. Can't lick it. Keep your tongue in your mouth right now. Do not put your mouth on that. Oh, man.
Sometimes that's what we're doing. We're addressing a four-year-old, you know, even though the person is in their 50s or 60s.
Even though they look like a 60-year-old. Who would have thought that these were the same rules that applied then and still apply now? My goodness. Now, I want to make sure that everybody knows on Monday morning here, before we jump into sports and weather, that we have a new contest starting on Max FM. And it's going to start Monday morning, Finn, at around 7 a.m. This is the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. And all you really have to be doing is listening to Max FM for a chance to win some really cool stuff, including Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. There's also the Scani Summer Staycation. We're going to have chances to win every weekday from June 3rd, which again is Monday, all the way to June 14th and throughout the entire day. It's like a 12-hour span of your chance to win from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Plus, there's going to be some other chances for you to win as well, but you need to have the Civic Media app downloaded on your phone, which you can get for free over in your Google App Store or over in your Apple App Store, and then be listening for the statewide contest to start Monday morning, 7 a.m. We're going to have a really busy week next week. Holy buckets. Yeah. All the circus stuff. We've got this new contest starting. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So make sure you join us for that. And again, be ready to text in and win with that Civic Media app. Get it this weekend for free. So you're already. I mean, then all you have to do is find Max FM. We're right down there on the very bottom of the app. You'll see Max the Mouse's cute little face, and then you'll know that you're at the right place. So cool stuff.
And again, for all those people that roll old school and don't really get all of the stuff with technology, the app is absolutely free. It's free. You don't pay anything for it.
Super easy to download. Just go into your app store, type in Civic Media, and I promise, then you follow the prompts from there, and it's super, super easy stuff. So make sure you have that all ready to roll, because we want to make a whole lot of people from this area winners starting on Monday morning. Now, I mentioned it. We have a detailed look at your forecast coming up. Today's going to be a really nice day, and really this weekend's not going to be too bad. We're going to have on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms. So Sean Cable is going to tell us kind of what to expect over the next couple of days. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Baseball tournament continued yesterday. The Reedsburg Beavers earn a 2-0 win over Mount Horeb, With that, the Beavers will move on to face number 2 seeded Edgewood. They were able to top number 6 Lodi a couple of nights ago. That matchup will be played out on Tuesday at Portage High School. Winner of it will move on to the sectional championship game with a trip to state on the line, and they'll be going against the winner between Jefferson and Waupun. Again, that also being played at Portage High School. Girls soccer tournament will get back underway tomorrow in Division 2 for Sectional 3. It's number 4 seeded Sauk Prairie going against number 5 DeForest. Eagles will host that 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Stadium Field. Winner moves on to face who's ever victorious between number 1 Oregon and number 8 Waterford. Elkhorn and Monona Grove will meet on the other side of that bracket, as will Wetosha Central and Milton. Sectional champions were crowned yesterday in softball as well. Lake Mills, the 2 seed, gets the win over the 1 seeded Mount Horeb Vikings. That was played out in Baraboo, so they're advancing on to state. The run comes to an end for Adams Friendship. The 5 seed was able to go through all their competition all the way to the sectional championship game, but then number 1 Broadhead got the 8-0 win at River Valley High School this past evening. In Division 1, Sun Prairie East took down Middleton this past evening to move on to state as well. Speaking of state, it is state track and field competitions today and tomorrow at Veterans Memorial Stadium Complex in La Crosse. For the full breakdown of competition and all the details, go to WIAWI.org. And don't forget, you can check out our Facebook page as freshman Lily Rogers, who'll be representing the Thunderbirds in both discus and shot put, caught up with our Dave Grant a couple of nights ago. The Brewers get the win in the series as they're victorious last night over the Cubs, 6-4 the final. Chicago was able to tie it up in the 7th inning with 2 runs, but then the Brewers scored 3 in the next 2 frames to earn and hold on to the victory. Crew now 33-23 for the year. Cubs fall to 28-29. Milwaukee will remain home to take on the other team from Chicago. It's a 3-game set versus the White Sox this weekend. First pitch tonight is going to be at 7:10. Tyler Myers will get the go for the Crew, and Eric Feedy will go for the Sox. The NBA Finals are set after the Dallas Mavericks crushed the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 5 to take that series 4-1. Mavs now move on to face the Boston Celtics. Both teams will have plenty of rest as that series will not get started until a week from yesterday. It's going to be Thursday of next week, June 6th. Is Game 1 of the NBA Finals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing later this afternoon. Our high 77 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72. On Sunday, partly cloudy with late day thunderstorms and a high near 80. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
It's 8:49 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning. What a gorgeous start to the day. Happy Friday, by the way. Got to say that a whole bunch because, well, we're excited for another weekend, even if it was only a 4-day week for a lot of us. Hauling out oats now. This is Private Eyes.
Private eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:53 right now. And Finn, of course, we've got to get into our calendar days here this morning because, you know, every weekend we need a little something to celebrate. And that's what our calendar days give us, is those little things that, you know, just keep us going and maybe give us something to look forward to. Plus, sometimes we get a whole lot of really good food and drinks that I feel like you have to participate in, especially if it's the weekend. So let's start out with what we can celebrate today. National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Oh, starting out by thanking Elon Musk. Not exactly how I thought this was going to go, but, you know, hey, he's not the only one who's given us the self-driving vehicles. It's also National Heat Awareness Day today. I feel like this is an important one, especially as we go on. Now, I know the temperatures around here are very nice, but we know they're going to get warmer. We know it's going to be hot at some point this summer.
It looks like there's a day next week. I think maybe Tuesday.
Yep,
looks
where it's
like it could get a lot
warmer. A little warmer, that's for sure. And then there are other parts of the country that are already sweating like bullets because it is hot. I mean, when you look at what Florida's air temperatures have been recently, it's crazy. This is why it takes a really insane person to live in Florida, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's already in the hundreds in some parts of Florida and Texas at this stage. And it's May 31st. Let's just put that into perspective. It's also National Meditation Day today. I do a little meditating every now and then. I feel like this is something I should do more, just to calm the mind and, you know, kind of center a little bit more, because every day I feel like I need that just a little bit. So I feel like this is something I have to work on a little bit more.
Do you feel like when you unplug a little bit, and maybe even when you're taking the dog for a walk, when you're out in nature and you're just kind of walking and everything's quiet and peaceful, do you feel like that's a little bit of a reboot for your system?
Sometimes. If we're walking out here, no, because there's cars, there's lots of sometimes there's lots of traffic depending on the day. A few weeks ago, it was like garage sale weekend around here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No, it
Those
was
are
not
all picking up now.
Yeah, it was not quiet out here. But if we can actually take time to hit the trail somewhere, then yes, absolutely. Especially when sometimes you can go an entire trail depending on where you're at without seeing another human being. And I really find the times when I go, as much as I love her and as much as I love to walk with her, when I go without Aspen, that's the time that I can really reboot, because I'm not, no, you can't be in those weeds. No, you shouldn't be in those weeds. Please.
Not exactly calming, is it?
Please don't get ticks all over you. No, you cannot go up there to see what the squirrel is doing. It is not, that's not always, I mean, she loves to walk and I love to take her, but sometimes if I really need that calming force and I need to reboot, like you're talking, then I like to do those by myself, because it's a whole different experience. Speaking Complete Sentences Day is also today. Well, how else are we supposed to speak?
Well, some of us find it more difficult than others, but
this is true. Now, some days, as much as I have really good intentions of speaking in complete sentences, I get fragments of words out, and I try really hard, but at least I have the best of intentions. It's also National Smile Day today, which I feel like is a good one. Sometimes if you just give somebody a little smile and a nod, it makes their whole day seem a little bit better, depending on what kind of mood they're in or what kind of day they're having. And sometimes just by smiling, you can put yourself in a little bit better mood as well. Because not every day is peaches and roses, let's be honest, for everybody. It's also World Parrot Day today. Now, I think parrots are interesting. I don't want to be near one because of the whole bird phenomenon, but I think they can be interesting, and they're beautiful. I love the brightly colored ones. They're super cool. Now, you got to be careful with the ones who can learn to talk, though. You don't want to tell them too much.
Yeah. You wouldn't want that, would you? I mean, is that something you'd be...
No, they don't have a filter. So anything you say is eventually going to come out of their mouth if you teach them how to make the right words. And I feel like that could be a dangerous game.
Yeah.
It's also Save Your Hearing Day today, which for those of us who wear headphones on a daily basis, it's a big one. Because, it doesn't always go well. And sometimes you get a little ringing of the ears and things sound a little muffled on one side. My husband doesn't really have great hearing on his right side anymore, just because of all of the years of having headphones. Because sometimes too, he's one of those people, when he's quick editing something, he'll take his headphones and he'll only put it on his right side, and he'll leave his left side off if he's trying to have a conversation with someone as well, or get their opinion on whatever he's working on. So it's the right one that's been a little bit more affected over the years. And then it's also National Macaroon Day if you need a good food one to fall back on. Not that macaroons are my favorite, and I feel like we can do better. But, you know, it wasn't like a chocolate-covered grasshopper or something. So we'll talk about the macaroons. Now, as we look ahead to tomorrow, it is Dinosaur Day tomorrow. Didn't we have one pretty similar to this not too long ago?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But, you know, we like dinosaurs, so we'll celebrate them twice. It's also Drawing Day tomorrow. Whether you're good at it, whether you're not so good at it, just, you know, making some lines on a paper and seeing what you can come up with. It's always fun. It's a good creative outlet. It's also Flip a Coin Day tomorrow. You know, if you've got major decisions in life to make, flip the coin. See where you land.
Why not?
Yeah, you know, it works in sports. It might as well work for the rest of us, too. International Children's Day is also tomorrow. I love that because it's also on the same day as Global Day of Parents. So they kind of go hand in hand, you know, no matter how the family was formed, you know, having parents and kids all together, that it kind of goes hand in hand. It's also National Black Bear Day tomorrow as well. Now, I know that we have some sightings of black bears and just bears in general around here. And we've seen bear tracks out by our house. We're guessing they were babies, though, because they weren't monstrous bear tracks. So we're guessing they were a little bit on the younger side. But sometimes in the spring around here is when you'll really get reports because, you know, the babies are trying to make their way in the world by themselves, and they see a nice garbage can and they become Yogi the bear instantaneously. Yogi was a lot cuter though, and probably less harmful, way less harmful when agitated, let's put it like that.
Yeah, sometimes there are scenes from movies that stick with you, like whether it's The Revenant or what's that one with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin? I think it's The Edge, maybe.
Yes,
there's
maybe,
a bear sequence in that too. So then it makes you